We were led to believe earlier this morning by some of the unofficial police comments that the death toll may rise to over 100, but it's hard to say because they're still trying to determine how many people were on the island to begin with, how many people escaped. They've been carrying out searches in boats of the water surrounding the island because, tragically, as we've heard, many people tried to escape into the water and to swim to the mainland, but the gunman was able to fire and kill many of them as they were trying to make their escape. Although the police wouldn't go into many details of the attack during their news conference, details have emerged from police speaking anonymously or from witnesses that this shooting spree may have lasted anything up to 2 hours, that the gunman shouted victory at various times during the course of his outrageous killing spree, and that he fired on people with intents as they tried to make their escape, as they were running away, as they were hiding in buildings. It was an absolutely horrific scene, and it came just as people on the island were hearing news that was coming from Oslo about the bomb attack, which happened in the centre of Oslo at around about 3:30 in the afternoon. And just as people were trying to digest that horrific news, horrific in the sense that Norway has never experienced even anything like what happened in Oslo yesterday afternoon, let alone the outrageous events of one gunman killing so many people on this island. So the police investigation still obviously in its early stages, so they're not prepared to talk about motive, although many reports have suggested that he had links to extreme right-wing groups, or at least shared some of their views and made comments supporting their views online. But he was not known to the police in the sense that he had not been arrested for any significant offence beforehand. They are searching for CCTV images to try to piece together exactly what may have happened, but he has now been linked and charged with both those offences, both the attack here at Utøya and the bomb explosion in Oslo.